96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
The John Deere 6M started with the livestock and hay producer who needs a powerful loader tractor with incredible visibility and maneuverability to easily make your way around those tight corrals, feed your herd, and bale your hay. A strong tractor is equipped with the features you need to accomplish any chore. From 110 to 195 horsepower, the 6M is fully customizable, so you get everything you need and nothing you don't. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, 7:22. It is 43 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning from the American Red Cross. We say good morning to Susan Fahler. Susan, good morning. How are you?
I am fantastic. Happy Monday. Let's make it a great day.
Let us make it a great day. And do we have any blood drives, I guess, specifically here either today or this week that we can really make it a great day and help to save lives in the process?
We certainly can. There's only, I think, two openings for today's blood drive at St. Mark's Evangelical Gosh Lutheran Church. And then there are two blood drives coming up this weekend, and I know there are some appointments for that. But let me tell you, we just got some word over the weekend that I need to share, so I'm going to just kind of commandeer the show. Chuck, you can go grab some coffee, and I'll take over for a little bit.
Oh, I just grabbed my coffee.
So you're on, good. Susan. It's yours.
All right. Awesome. Okay, so we, like a lot of other businesses, are also experiencing some supply chain challenges with our whole blood donation bags. And as we all know, we have to have blood. So in answer to that, we are going to try and maximize what we can collect on our PowerRed machine. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about that. There are two different types of donations that you can make when you go to a blood drive. One is for whole blood, and that's when we are taking the blood products that you have in your blood, which would be the red blood cells, your platelets, and plasma. But on a PowerRed donation, what we do is we take all of that, but the machine separates it out, and we only keep the red blood cells, and we give the donor back their plasma and platelets with some saline. And so that's basically optimizing just more of the power, or excuse me, of the red blood cells. And there are some specific eligibilities to be able to donate on that machine. Ordinarily, the blood types that we take for that are O positive, O negative, A negative, and B negative. But because of the supply chain issue, we are also going to start accepting A positive blood as well as B positive blood. There's a lot of people like myself who is always a little bit sad because I cannot donate on the PowerRed machine because I have A positive blood. Now through April 1st, people with A positive and B positive blood can donate on that machine. So ultimately, when you're donating on the PowerRed machine, you're losing less volume of fluids than if you donate on whole blood. So it's kind of nice. A lot of people feel a little better after that because they're not losing as much blood, and they say, oh, it doesn't feel like it zaps me as much. So that's kind of exciting that we're going to be able to do this. I've been with Red Cross for 7.5 years, and this is only the second time that we've taken any other blood types on the machine.
That seems like it's an extremely big deal here to expand to that type of level here, Susan. Would that be a fair way to say it? It's a really huge deal?
Right. Well, and it is because we, as we know, we all still have to have blood. The only way that we can get blood for patients is by volunteer blood donors. And so we can't just, oh, well, we're out. We're going to have to just cut back. We can't do that because hospitals, they still need all that blood. So we have to do something. And so this is the answer, because we have a good inventory of the PowerRed. I have no idea why the supply chain issue, but all I know is I've got the word that we're going to start enhancing what we're collecting on the PowerRed.
So do you think that will make a difference? People that have not been able to use PowerRed before, do you think they'll go that route?
I think they will. There's a lot of people that are kind of excited about that, hearing about the PowerRed machine, and then they find out they don't have the right blood type, and that's kind of disappointing. There are also two other eligibility requirements. And for males, they need to be a minimum of 5'1" and 130 pounds, and females need to be 5'5" and 150 pounds minimum.
Interesting. Okay.
That doesn't seem fair.
I know.
Gee, so even though they,
I know. I still
you sure
don't
you got that right?
Yes, I know. I still don't make the height and weight requirements, so I'm still blasted out.
Oh.
But I have donated platelets, and it's basically the exact same process and plasma. And we can't do those at blood drives, but we have fixed sites. But it's the same process where you're getting back different parts of your blood rather than just us keeping the whole, you know, bag of everything. And let me give you guys a real quick little synopsis, too, of what those different types of blood products do for your body. So plasma is what carries nutrients through your body, and people that have to have transfusions of plasma are usually COVID patients or patients that have been burned badly. Platelets are what I like to say to the kids is it's fun to learn about platelets because that's something in your blood you can see. What happens is if you skin your arm or get some kind of an ouchie, the platelets gather together and create a scab. So you can see that your blood is doing its job, its work there. And platelets are what are given to cancer patients. And the red blood cells carries oxygen throughout the body. And it's used, of course, for everybody. But also, these PowerRed donations, one PowerRed donation can save up to 60 babies' lives. And yes, I said that correctly, 60 babies' lives, because most of the time, preemies only need the red blood cells to carry oxygen through their body. And you figure babies are small, they only need a teaspoon or a tablespoon of blood. So that's how you can really optimize those donations. The other thing about PowerReds is you can donate once every 112 days. Because we want to give you time to build up your red blood cells again because, you know, the oxygen is very important to our bodies. And if you donate whole blood, you can donate every 56 days because it doesn't take as long to build up everything that you've just given to us that you've just donated.
Boy, there's a lot of great information there, Susan. How is the need for blood right now? Speaking of the changes here for PowerRed, which obviously are kind of the supply chain related, but how is the need for blood? Are we at a point where we're gradually easing that, or because of the winter months, where we're actually in a kind of back to where the standard urgent/critical need that we've had for quite some time?
Yeah, we're still in urgent need. It always happens around the holidays, but we are constantly monitoring our blood supply. And mainly all of this is coming due to the strong blood product demand from hospitals during the winter months with drive cancellations. We had a drive that ended up getting canceled here due to the weather in December. And also just the shortage of the bags and, you know, just there's just all kinds of little things. Collecting blood is literally like a kind of a roller coaster effect. You know, oh, great. You know, for instance, after COVID or during COVID, everybody was coming out and donating blood, and it was fantastic because I kept thinking, oh, this is wonderful. We're going to get new blood donors. People are going to have a better understanding of the importance of that. And then after, I guess, probably a year, the blood donations started dropping again. I think people were excited there was something else to do besides just sit at home because it's essential so people could still come out and donate blood.
Well, regardless, your blood donations are impactful, and they do indeed save lives. So we'll keep you up to date on all the latest blood drives going on. Yeah, quickly again, Susan, local blood drives here in the very near future. When and where?
We have one that is going to be on Sunday at the mall, and that location changed. It's going to be across from Hibbett's inside the mall. And we also have one Saturday at Farm Bureau Perriott's office. And the best thing to do is to go online and see when there are appointments available, and you can see if they're whole blood appointments or power red appointments. And you can do that by going to redcrossblood.org. And you can also call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make appointments. But we also have some blood drives that are coming up in the area. And we have one coming up at Chase County. And that is going to be on Monday the 23rd. And look at my list here. We have one at Burlington coming up on Friday the 27th. And then I'll just tell you a couple more that we have coming at the 1st of February. There's going to be one at the First United Methodist Church on February 3rd. And Emporia Middle School is actually hosting a drive, but because of all of the crazy building and stuff going on out at the middle school, they're hosting that one at the First Church of the Nazarene, and that is on February 6th. But best thing to do is just to go out to redcrossblood.org, and you can see where all of them are. There are different times, of course, different dates, and hopefully there's one that will fit you. And if you're interested in donating Power Reds and you're A positive or B positive blood type, now's the time to do that, because we'll only be doing this through April. Well, actually, April 1st. So.
Okay.
Sounds good. Susan, anything else we're missing?
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, good.
Sounds like you need your coffee more than I do.
I do. I was literally jumping through hoops trying to read all of this. I thought, well, this is a great timing to be on the show today. But, yeah, we're just hoping that folks will come out. And, you know, they say that the number one reason people do not donate is because they haven't been asked. So this is me asking everyone in KVOE land to come and donate blood. And if you haven't made a New Year's resolution, what better resolution could you come up with than to save lives in 2023? And if you are already a donor, why not just decide, okay, I'm going to give one or two more times this year. And, you know, that's really going to help our blood supply. And that's really what we need, is just people to come in and help us out.
Well put. Great job as always, Susan. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Susan.
Thank you. Have a wonderful week.
All right. You too. Susan Fahler, American Red Cross. Blood drives all over, Chuck. American Red Cross.
Help out.
RedCrossBlood.org.
There you go. And be sure to do that appointment. Set that first before you do anything else. I want to let you know that our schedule here on the morning show and really for our talk of Emporias is virtually full here this week as we wrap up our newsmaker segment here today. Only really appearance that we do have open right now will be the Friday newsmaker slot around 7:20 to 7:25. So if you want to claim that, though, act fast. We'll get you on the schedule. Tomorrow we'll have National Weather Service meteorologist Chad Omet. We'll be discussing the atmospheric river, which looks like it's finally going to let up for California, but we'll also talk about its relatively limited impact in Kansas here over the last few weeks.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. KVOE Live and Local, 735, 42 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Yes? We know things are changing, and today's car buying process can seem intimidating. This is Matt Freebie.